The United States of political fracking isn't a drilling operation going on under the surface. It's right up top. The 2016 campaign has a different message for towns and villages, rural farms and big cities, depending on whether they find themselves in the electoral gusher of swing states, the gaseous pressure of possible purple states, or the silence of clear Republican or clear Democratic majorities. The American Communities Project wants to separate the signal from the noise in all of these smaller community groupings. The ACP has mapped every single county in America and assigned it a community type based on different demographics. In the final days before the election, we'll be talking to voters in each of 15 community types. You'll hear our first conversation in just a moment. But first, we spoke with old friend Dante Chinney, director of the American Communities Project and a political and data reporter for The Wall Street Journal.
Well, the one thing we can say about this election in particular is there are a couple of these places that are really good for Trump right now. And one is working class country. Those communities are really made for Donald Trump. They're fairly socially conservative, but they don't have the religious overtones, really, of those evangelical hubs. They vote Republican. They're blue collar. They've really taken a beating economically in the past, like, 15, 20 years. So they're extremely Trumpy. I think the evangelical hubs, those places always vote Republican. They're having a tougher time with Trump. Trump, for them, really is a lesser of two evils for them because I think they are not Hillary Clinton fans. Graying America, those places, they're a bit like working class country. They're older, obviously, but they're also struggling economically. Native American lands are very interesting because they habitually vote Democratic. They're solidly Democratic. But obviously, they've got a bunch of very specific concerns to them, and they're cultural as well as economic. And there's no way those are going to be Trump communities in this election. But I wonder if they feel this election's really passing them by and not talking about anything that matters to them, which is definitely a possibility.
Well, they're very riled up about the North Dakota pipeline and have been on this program quite a lot. So suddenly there's an issue that really puts them at center stage.
And nobody's really taking it up, though, right? I mean, that's a problem for them. I think people in those communities probably feel as though they're being left behind to some extent, just left out of the conversation. I will say, though, they've got this issue that really matters to them in a campaign that just is not about issues.
I would say in the Hispanic centers, having heard not so much the issue, but the invective about immigrants be traded back and forth, that has to put them in a very odd mood this election season.
Yeah, and the thing that's particularly interesting to me about the Hispanic centers is the Hispanic vote, I mean, obviously in some places is a question of whether people are eligible to vote. But still, turnout numbers have not been particularly high in those places. And I can't help but think, I don't know if they're particularly excited about either candidate in the positive way, but just with everything Trump has said, the thing that's going to be really interesting to me when the election's over is, do we see a real bump in turnout in those places? I think we very well may.
Is there an electoral piece to all of this? What are you seeing?
The divide in this election has become a chasm, right? It's a canyon. It's remarkable, the split we're seeing. And the thing that's really telling when I look at the data is big cities, which are heavily, heavily Democratic, you know, places they win by 30 points or more as a group, they're staying heavily Democratic. But what's happened is the suburbs, the big, dense suburbs around them, the places I call the urban suburbs, are also becoming incredibly Democratic, like swinging 10 points more toward the Democratic candidate. So at the electoral level, at the state level, what you're seeing is that's a real problem for Donald Trump in any place where you've got a big city, because it's not just the city anymore. But if it's a really big, complicated city with a big kind of environment around it, right, like kind of an urban environment around it, he's getting hammered in those places. So you look at what's happening in Pennsylvania is she's winning the big city of Philadelphia, as you would expect. But those four counties around Philadelphia, which are exurbs and urban suburbs, she is winning them by such margins now that it almost takes Pennsylvania off the table.
A complicated picture, but a fascinating one with all the data behind it. Dante Chinney is director of the American Communities Project, based at Michigan State University, a political data reporter for The Wall Street Journal, and a contributor to NBC News. Congratulations, Dante.
Thank you much.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.